an excerpt from The Burnout Society by Byung-Chul Han, published in 2015. I'm going to read it for you twice. If sleep represents the high point of bodily relaxation, deep boredom is the peak of mental relaxation. A purely hectic rush produces nothing new. It produces and accelerates what is already available. If sleep represents the high point of bodily relaxation, deep boredom is the peak of mental relaxation. A purely hectic rush produces nothing new. It reproduces and accelerates what is already available. I do not like to be bored, but I do want to escape from the busyness that Mary Oliver talked about yesterday. And I have been dreaming about those pale, misty mountains. I think the rain generally helps with that. It's absolutely pouring right now, and I love it so much. I love it so much. Rainy days forever, as you know. But back to boredom, and boredom as the peak of mental relaxation and the rush that produces nothing new. For some reason, this reminded me of scrolling Instagram, the reproduction and acceleration of what's already available. I got rid of Instagram, I guess it would have been early 2019, because it just wasn't a good place for my brain. But the reproduction of not just memes, but the reproduction of aesthetics, the reproduction of aspirations, the acceleration of aesthetics. For some reason, it reminded me of just lying in bed, doom scrolling on Instagram. And I'm not sure if you've seen the Bo Burnham movie. I think it's called 13. It was the first movie he wrote, direct, and I think produced. But there's this scene where the protagonist is lying in bed and her face is illuminated by the screen, and she's just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And Enya's Orinoco Flow plays in the background. And although that song does feel relaxing, I think that it does not represent the deep boredom of peak mental relaxation. Because, let's be real, scrolling isn't relaxing, at least not for me. I think it was easy for me to delude myself into thinking that scrolling was relaxing, when it's really the opposite. It's just something that kept me busy, something that kept me wanting something new, something more. And to be honest, I still fight that, particularly with wanting to watch more long-form video essays on YouTube or just another podcast by Cool Zone Media. I just need some more Robert Evans in my head and I'll be fine. That's not true. So today, I continue to think about busyness and how to step away from that busyness. Yeah. I don't know. Are you in it too? Maybe. I think a lot of us are in it together. As previously mentioned, it's pouring rain in the GTA. Put on your SPF anyway. I think it's supposed to clear later today. UV index will be low. I don't care. SPF forever and always. Hydrate like the plants are hydrating. I think that should be your MO for the next little while. Be kind to yourselves and be kind to each other, especially as we navigate through the hustle and bustle of the busyness of 2024. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes, and I love you so much. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.